Teresa Phillips, she is the AD at Tennessee State University. Good morning, Teresa.
Good morning, Greg. I do have a little correction on you. You don't mess up too much.
Yeah.
You may have called Arlizona senior. He's actually
he's a sophomore. Right. I know I did. You're right. And it just seems like he's been there forever. Listen to these awards. Just his second year. He's been the OVC Freshman of the Year, OVC Indoor Cofield Athlete of the Year two times, OVC Indoor Championship MVP, OVC Long Jump Indoor Champion twice, OVC Triple Jump Indoor Champion twice, TSU Male Athlete of the Year, and finally the OVC Outdoor Field Athlete of the Year this year alone. So, yeah, just a sophomore. Yeah, I don't want to get him out. You got two more years with him.
Yeah, I don't want anybody to question when they see him next year jumping out of space OVC championship again. He's only a sophomore, so he's a gem, I'm telling you.
Yeah, it's and we've had him on the show. I tell you, he's a fine young man. Coach Cheese, I mean, it's pretty amazing. Hard to believe we're wrapping up, I think, is this our sixth year doing? I don't even know. 5-6 years, University Showcase, and just had Beth DeBush Young and have Mark Elliott on. And again, I want to say, hey, thank you for the confidence that you placed in me to, and obviously through Jose Garcia and your media relations staff really does the bookings of it. But this is your show, and I appreciate the confidence you put in me to spread the TSU word.
Well, you know, we appreciate you. I was just about to say that to you, Greg. I mean, this is an awesome opportunity for all of the schools that participate in it, and it really just kind of gets our story out on a weekly basis. So it's been great for us. It might be the fifth year, sixth year, but, you know, it's been just an awesome opportunity for us to, you know, share with Nashville what's going on our campuses.
Is it hard to believe the school year's just about over?
Together now. I mean, but it is hard to believe. I mean, it goes so quickly sometimes when you get towards the end, you look back and say, man, that was kind of fast. So, you know, what we're starting to do, though, is already prepare for the next season. So it just kind of never ends. But we've had an overall good year. Our student athletes have done well. We graduated a lot of folks, and things like Arlizon being very successful here at the end, you know, makes for a happy summer.
Yeah, I tell you what, just I want to hit on a bunch of different things, but certainly the story that could have been enduring forever is the sadness of a loss of a Christian Abercrombie, but it's anything but, of course. From that Vanderbilt football game to the emergency surgeries to nearly passing away right there, and then to where he is now. I saw him at the spring game. I see him out. I see him on Twitter, his mom and everything. What a, you know, if you don't believe in miracles, I offer evidence in Christian Abercrombie.
Well, there's one for you. So you can not believe in him if you want to, but just such a beautiful story that just kind of reminds all of us that whether you want to believe in him or not, that there is a God and that miracles still do take place. He even got to announce the Titans' fifth-round draft choice, and it was just so fun to just watch him up there saying, tighten up. So we're looking forward to him hopefully maybe enrolling back in school in the fall. Maybe online classes, we're just not sure exactly, but we're going to continue to work with him until he gets his degree. And just so thankful, really, to our neurologist that was on the field that day, to all the people over at Vanderbilt and the emergency management folks and the surgeons and everything. All of that had to come together in a perfect positive storm to save his life and to give him an opportunity to have a successful life moving on. And that's where we are now, Greg.
Yeah, and again, the alternative would put a damper over the end. I mean, that's you know, saying it lightly. If things didn't turn out right, and you know, that's something that you'd be dealing with the rest of your life, because when these young men and women come to campus, you become their surrogate parents.
Yeah, they are our children, and you can't get past it. You can't get around it. You have to claim it. And we don't mind doing so, but that is why the good, and certainly something that would have been tragic, the bad, just kind of does stay with us, and you just hold it in your heart forever. And so I'm just thankful that we're able to tell the story the way that we are today.
TSU Athletic Director Teresa Phillips with us, University Showcase. The last installment for this school year. We'll kick it back up again come December. And it's just looking at several different things. And we just had Beth DeBush on as well. I think this year the OVC got more exposure, obviously with Ja Morant and all of that stuff, the guy at Murray State, we know about that. But I'm more talking about the ESPN Plus and ESPN 3 platform deal, where 650 OVC events that would have never been telecast were available, and what a great recruiting tool on top of everything else.
Wow, that was big, thanks and shout out to Beth and her leadership and that of other staff members at the OVC. It was a couple of years in making and working, but to be on ESPN Plus at the beginning of this, start, and, if you really go back and start with ESPN and then ESPN 2 and they started off somewhat fledgling maybe when they do the spinoffs, and then you look at the volume of viewership they have after, they launch. This is a great opportunity, and you're not just talking about men and women's basketball and football. You're talking about volleyball. You're talking about softball. You're talking about soccer. All those views with OVC schools, and then as we look at it personally, just our institution, I mean, having them on the ESPN platform, every home game and every away OVC game, that's just, we couldn't pay for that in the way that we have it. So we're very excited about it.
TSU Athletic Director Teresa Phillips with us. Like you didn't have enough to do being the athletic director at TSU, you're also a member of the NCAA Women's Basketball Committee. That's the one that decides the field, decides a lot of the different things that are happening in women's college basketball. And I know I talked to you in the middle of the week, and just it's one of those things. You know where I'm going. It's a labor of love, but sometimes you may not love all the labor that goes into it.
But I really took someone's place and was supposed to be on for 1 year. They voted me on for another 5 years. I started not to do it because it's just so much. But then it is so very gratifying, and you do have obligation to put your efforts and your expertise so that we can try to get the best women's basketball field for the championship possible. It's the most visible championship field that we have, and it is that important. Right now what we're doing, Greg, is looking at changing our thing, following the men somewhat, and changing from the RPI being one of the major tools that we use to creating a NET for the women. We're going to probably pass on maybe doing it this next season and study it a little bit more. But there's just so much to trying to make sure that the game is fair, that it stays current and viable. And so I'm excited to still have 3 more years on the committee. 3. Wow.
3, Teresa. I heard
maybe
that.
I gotta go one by one.
Yeah. Well, hard to believe. This coming Friday is the 1st of June. You know what that means? Football. We're looking at, 12 weeks or so until, the John Merritt Classic kicks off the season over at Nissan State? I don't know, maybe more than that. I don't know. Yeah, about 12 weeks. Of course, you open up the season in the John Merritt Classic. That will be August 31st against Mississippi Valley State. Then your football team goes to MTSU and then down to Memphis for the Southern Heritage. So, but I like the fact, I think you got, 5 home games this year, right? 2 at Nissan Stadium and 3 at the Hole.
Right, we're excited. Of course, having 2 of our bigger, what we view as our bigger games, attendance-wise probably, down at Nissan Stadium, our home, and then bringing, 3 on campus. So we got to work a lot for us, Greg. I don't know why me and you were talking. We got a lot of work to do. But football is right around the corner. It just bounces right to the fall sports. And I love it. And I'll maybe take a little vacation this summer, but I'm excited about the next year's season and kicking it off with Mississippi Valley. I think we're going to have a great football team, so I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, it should be fun, and I like opening up against the traditional HBCU. The only thing, Mississippi Valley State, I'm glad they don't have Jerry Rice anymore, so let's just count it at that. But, and then going to MTSU that second weekend, the very first game MTSU played in its new stadium in its move to Division I. Back then, it was called 1A, Division I. The very first game was TSU, and it drew for a long, long time. I mean, maybe 15 years. It held the attendance record at that stadium.
Yeah, and you know, that was an exciting time. You know, we still kind of remember MTSU as an OVC foe back then. So,
yeah.
You know, the rivalry was still kind of fresh that, you know, we had been in the same conference for a while. I think that Chris Lucero is still going to have a great attendance at that game. I'm sure all Tigers will be there, and it should bring out a lot of the MTSU fans. So that's a good game. I mean, it's not a game you can play every year, you know, us and MT or us and Vandy. But, you know, every 4 years or 5 years, that's a must-have game, because I just think, you know, our community, that's a game they're going to buy into.
Yeah, if you don't have a dog in the hunt, you'll go to it to watch it. Just either way, and then once you get them in the door, that's when you keep them. Try to keep them as fans. Teresa Phillips with us. She's the AD at Tennessee State University. What is at the top, or a few things at the top of the Teresa Phillips wish list?
Well, you know, one of the things, you know, you always want to win championships. So I just really am still pressing our leadership and our football program and our men's basketball program, especially those two, to win championships. But as far as facilities and things like that concerned, one of our focuses right now is trying to revamp our indoor and outdoor track and our track facilities from locker rooms on. I think the Shonda Cheeseborough, who's an Olympian, who's the director of men and women's track and field, she's deserving of having facilities that can really draw. And I just think our track program still is renowned and esteemed on that level. So that's just the focus. So anybody out there listening who wants to contribute for us to get
you don't miss a beat, do you, Teresa? That's
yeah,
good.
I mean, some people out there listening might love track and field and really have something in their heart for Ed Temple. You know, obviously, just an international great as far as track, women's track and field, and of course Chandra is great in her own right. So we're looking to that. I mean, sometimes you know, I want to leave with really trying to make sure that program is in good stead.
Well, certainly the national notoriety of the Tiger Bells certainly goes back to what Wilma Rudolph and the Olympics and all of that.
Even before that, right? Mm-hmm.
Well, hey Teresa, thank you not only for this morning, but thank you for your confidence in me to promote TSU. It means a lot to me.
Appreciate you, man. Thank you.